Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Rodriguez Davis and Jennifer Haynes from the Black Creative Circle. And welcome. Thank you both for being with us today.
Good morning.
Now, for the folks that don't know, Rodriguez, tell me a little bit about the Black Creative Circle. What's the group all about?
Oh, that's a good question. we are about a lot of things, but the short version is that the Black Creative Circle of North Louisiana was an idea that was spawned via conversations between Vita Shell, Aaron Davenport, and Kayshana Hall. You know, Vitus was regularly mentioning the fact that he felt like there was not a lot of conversation between creatives in North Louisiana, particularly in Ouachita Parish, and in particular, you know, not a lot of conversation between African-American artists. So he wanted to create a space and an opportunity for those types of conversations to happen. And that idea blossomed into a creative space that will provide opportunities for young artists and underrepresented artists in the area.
Y'all are one of the, you know, the premier groups in the Twin Cities. When I go out somewhere, I see your art, I see your folks. Y'all are at everything. And one of those things is just getting folks together to talk. Jennifer, you're the event coordinator for the group. You've got an event coming up called VAM.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about VAM. What does it stand for?
VAM is our Visual Artist Meetup.
And so when do y'all get together?
We have that every second Saturday of every month.
And where do you meet up as a group?
Well, initially we were meeting at Sugar Gallery where we were, but now we're meeting at Marbles Recreation Center.
And so you've got a meeting coming up on Saturday, Rodriguez, 12 noon, a couple of hours. If an artist came down to the meetup, what do they expect? What happens at a meetup?
Well, the initial idea for VAM, which is still the premise, is that, you know, we do primarily conversation. Everything is conversational with BCC. Really, it's a way for us to get people out of their comfort zones and open up. But in particular with VAM, you know, there's a conversation that centers around art history. And also, I try to provide assignments that are fairly light for people to deal with. And so when we return for each meeting, we get a chance to talk about that work and what other things people are working on and, to get them to express and explore some. So it's part critique, part conversation, and a little bit of art history.
Yeah, you told me it was kind of like a therapy session for artists.
Everything that Black Creative Circle does is kind of like a therapy session at the end, no matter if we intend for it to be that or not.
All right, so you're doing that Saturday, 10 until 2. You built an hour in to go grab a quick bite, and then at 3 o'clock, you're back at it again. What's going to be happening at 3?
At 3, I will be at the Mazur. You know, I have an exhibition up at the Mazur Museum called Trismegistus in the Garden, and we've had some additional programming to expand the reach of the show. So I've built in 2 conversations that are happening as a part of that exhibition, the second of which will be the Youth Art Roundtable, which will be facilitated by Roxanne Santos and Jacera Francois. Earlier this year, the Arts Council had a series of roundtable conversations with art practitioners and facilitators in the area, and one of the things that I thought was missing, which was evident, was that all the conversations came back to how to serve young artists and talented art programs, but there were no young artists as a part of those conversations. And so I figured this would be a good time to have that conversation in a space where the students could, you know, use their own voice to talk about what they felt, you know, was working in their classrooms and things they would like to see expanded. And so I invited Roxanne and Jacera to facilitate that conversation. And that'll be from 3 to 5 at the Mazur.
So that's this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And again, the visual artist meetup at the Liller Marbles Rec Center, and then moving over to 3 o'clock over at the Mazur mm-hmm. Museum. Jennifer, a lot of what y'all do is dealing with young folks that are coming up through the arts. And you've got a kids event coming up on Monday.
Yes, Kids Club. And that's every second Monday of every month. And that's facilitated by Brandon Virgil Sr. and his wife, Charlene.
And so at the Kids Club, what do you get involved in with the arts there?
Everything is pretty much hands-on. As I mentioned, with regard to the founding of Black Creative Circle, there were primarily 2 tenets. Like the create an entity that will provide a voice for, you know, creatives in general, but also to try to fill in some of the gaps where young creatives were not being served in their classrooms at the schools they attended, because a lot of the folks that we know are arts practitioners in the area, and we know the struggles that they have trying to serve all the students that they serve, especially if they're talented art teachers. And so that was really part of the germination of the idea for Kids Club. And Brandon and Charlene have crafted a lot of activities that allow students to get some practical experience that fills in those gaps.
Speaking with Rodriguez Davis, the exhibition coordinator, Jennifer Haynes, event coordinator for the Black Creatives Circle. And people may hear some of the things we're talking about, want to get involved. You've got a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
And that's the best place to go to get the latest on what's coming up.
Yep. We have a public page, Black Creative Circle of North Louisiana. Just log in there and you'll be able to find the link tree to our website, as well as a link to our calendar, our public calendar, so you can see other things that are going on.
We've got just a couple of minutes. I want to ask you, sometimes groups get off in their own little world and do their own little thing. You're trying to pull those groups together with something you're calling the artist table.
Yeah. So when Ben Hickey was the curator at the Mazur Museum, he and Vita Shell got together and cooked up this idea called the artist table, which is a page that existed, you know, primarily on Facebook. And it really, the intention was for it to serve as a nexus, right? A conversational space where individuals engaged and different arts organizations could kind of converse with each other and share opportunities for the region and outbound. And so after Vitus and I went to the Louisiana Arts Summit last year in Baton Rouge, he decided that maybe it was time to try to make that that function of the artist table terrestrial and face-to-face. And so we had our first meeting at Parlor 5, which is where all the subsequent meetings are happening, the second Tuesday of every month. And the function is the same. You know, everyone that we know who's a creative comes through in various disciplines, whether it be talented art teachers or otherwise, or individual practitioners. And we're primarily just sharing ideas about how to strengthen the arts community in the area and how to facilitate some of the things that we would like to see happen.
We've got just a couple of seconds left. Lights, Color, Action, a new exhibit. Who's the artist and where is that?
So that's an initiative that is being funded and facilitated. It's been facilitated by Brandon Virgil and funded in part by the Heron Gives Back grant by Brooke Foy, Mayor Friday Ellis's office, the DOTD, and the Downtown Arts Alliance. And the short version is that the aim of the project is to select local artists who will be paired with another artist to paint utility boxes around the city.
I like it.
And a beautification effort.
Ugly utility boxes become beautiful art. For folks to find out more about what you're doing, what's that Facebook page again?
Black Creative Circle of North Louisiana.
That's Rodriguez Davis, Jennifer Haynes. I'm Corey Crow. You're watching Lanyap. Be sure and like and subscribe. Share these videos with your friends.